From Polycast, the official podcast of a Bolton Civilization site at Bolton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode one.
I'll honestly flip a coin. I've got a nice Canadian nickel looking at me.
Okay, woo. Flip a coin.
Okay, who's calling it?
He's calling it.
Heads.
Okay, if it's heads, it's Imran. Let's see.
Oh, it's heads. What do you know?
Now Imran's saying best two out of three?
No.
I actually started to type out Welcome to a Polton Civilization site, the official podcast of site.
Exactly. This is why I need something written.
That's why he wanted the written. Send it to me too so I'll have it for future reference.
Because I would say something like that, and then I'd be like, oh, crap. Is that it?
And of course, our usual co-host, Awkward Silence.
Yes.
Let's start with the news item. Stardog questions copyright security. And then after that, do Dark Avatar pushback. I'm not going in any order, after all.
You rebel.
Woo.
Wow. I put a number one and a number two beside those for a reason. You will respect my authority! Okay, so is that the Dark Avatar being pushed back?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
Is that how we renumbered it? One and two became two and one?
Yes.
Whoa.
You like counting down backwards. All
right. It's true.
Yeah, we should start at the bottom.
Yeah, but that would require too much scrolling at this point in time.
Okay.
Oh, we're back to my being evil now, are we? Okay.
We never leave you being evil.
Perhaps instead of spending 3 hours on this topic, let's move on.
Yes.
Before Dan gets going again.
No, I was done, actually.
Oh, okay.
Uda would be like, it's Brian Reynolds on Civ 2 development. It'd be like if they put Dan or Marcos in charge of doing Civ 5. You don't know how that would turn out. Well, aside from the Greek Civ being the only Civ, but...
Tell us more about Marcos heading Civ 5.
I better not. I might get in trouble.
You're already in trouble? Let's dig in the hole a little deeper. Ooh, that's the news, right?
I see there's a set Reynolds GDC talk.
One more? Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one.
Let's see.
I'm not exactly an AC fan. But yeah, I think this would be interesting for just about anybody who's in the Civ. So I would recommend people to listen to it.
Must get pretty hot at your place, though, if you're not into AC. That was too easy, come on!
You must be stopped, Dan, you must be stopped.
Really, you need to be stopped.
I haven't listened to that yet, so...
Neither
have I. Let us not do that,
okay,
then.
We'll skip that one, then.
How many modcast topics are we doing of this list?
I think two or three would be enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's pick two or three so that I could click on the thread quickly scan it.
Wait, you play World of Warcraft too?
I do. I just started. Yay.
Oh, what, did you have your pushers, friends get you into it too?
No, I got it. Well, I got it this week. I didn't have friends that pushed. I have no friends.
Oh, so now we've mentioned South Park. Okay, Comedy Central, if you would like to sponsor the show. But I'm going to bleep out. No.
I think you can cut.
In there.
I think you can cut this part.
Yeah.
Just a clue.
This wasn't the World of Warcraft modcast.
Yeah, that was the one most obvious one to talk about. The only problem is I probably can't talk about it because I know the answer.
Oh.
That's okay. What you can do is when one of us is hot or cold, you can just win. Right?
Yeah, I can do that.
And then if we're not getting it, just... faster and harder, and eventually someone will pay attention.
Or he'll get an eye injury.
Well, either way, something interesting happens. Scenarios for second expansion with voter moderating and trying not to laugh out loud as we talk about it.
Ooh, can we now talk about the redesign of the ACSR's website?
Sure, that'll take about
an hour.
Thank you, Wikipedia. It's just what I was looking for.
Everyone has now turned off the podcast, but it's a very, very
and resorted to reading from Wikipedia. Design.
It's very nice.
That just leaves us with team mailbag.
Mailbag.
Yep.
Mailbag.
Also known as bag of mail.
It's not like I can say anything about people having different names or whatnot.
And my last name, you know, find it in the dictionary already. I mean, you know, so not particularly original either. Mm. That mine isn't original, so I had nothing to say.
I bet that helps you with the ladies too. That last name you have, Dan.
No, no, it doesn't.
The game from, say, Direct to Drive is a downloadable item, or did you get it as a box shipment from Amazon? I mean, we don't know. If it was Direct to Drive, you can get in contact with them directly. Otherwise, if it's a box shipment, get in touch with Take-Two Interactive. In his signature, John provides a plus 41 telephone number. And I looked up that country code, and that's Switzerland. If you need to get in touch with TTI, they unfortunately only have two support numbers to call or email addresses to write to, and that's one for Canada and one for the U.S.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's a box file. As he said, the downloaded file.
Yeah, he's mentioning an activation, download file and activation code. It's got to be from a download service.
In that case, okay.
Therefore, Dan, read the mail.
It sounded good, though, direct, man.
Well, it could be valid for somebody else. I mean, you know, download what's a downloaded file to one person? You know, you could download a file from a CD onto your computer.
That's true.
So,
You just need to clean all of your minds. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, clean it with soap and water. That works for your computer as well. You worried about the prawn on your computer? That's one way to get rid of it.
Gee, and our first lawsuit comes from.
Okay.
Coming soon, yeah. The Polycast soundtrack with the title track.
No, I was thinking dead time.
Jokes usually at my expense.
Is there any other?
There's a few, but the jokes at his expense are the most fun.
Well, he's the big cheese.
What kind of cheese?
I don't know. You want to be Gouda? Or you could be a blue. That would be kind of smelly, though. Are you kind of smelly, Dan?
You don't ask.
At least you didn't say it was something like a Roquefort or a Limburger.
Am I kind of smelly? Are you kind of stupid?
Oh!
To be asking me such a horrible question. I'm just acting out. It's a defense mechanism.
What's the Antarctica number, by the way, Dan?
Tie-in. Okay, the Polycast ship is hit something and is running aground, so we need to find the telephone numbers.
Well, you guys are joking.
Who in the hell designed the Apollo 8 logo?
That would be Mark.
Oh yes,
that
I think
was
I already
my reaction as well.
That's right. I think I already made fun of him for that once.
Yay, and we're done.
That's a wrap. Woo.
That's a wrap. At last. Hopefully no family-friendly coalition is listening to us right now.
Oh, no, wait. We're going to cut this out. Dan's going to save it for the unfamily-friendly blooper reel.
When you play CIF4, name your capital Apollaton and send us a screenshot.
You don't have to, because there's already a Greek city with the name Apollaton.
Well, that was in CIF 3. I don't know. Is that in CIF 4, too?
It's in CIF 4.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then they move it up on the list of Greek cities, because you know Poulton was last on the Greek city list. I think we can move up a little, right? I mean, you know, like Athens, Sparta, come on. Poulton. Everybody knows.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Copyright 2006, Apollaton Civilization site at apollaton.net.